NPR News in Washington. I'm Giles Snyder. The global day of demonstrations inspired by the Occupy Wall Street protesters in New York aren't over. Protesters have set up camp in the heart of London. And as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, they say they will stay there indefinitely.
A cold dawn broke over London, illuminating a strange scene. Dozens of tents outside the doors of St. Paul's, the great domed cathedral built by Christopher Wren after the Great Fire of London in the 17th century. Hundreds of people spent the night there, hoping this will highlight their protest against the bankers and politicians, the economic system and austerity cuts that's created what they consider an unjust and broken society.
Whose streets? Our streets!
On the other side as well! Whose streets?
Our streets!
The protest began yesterday. Large numbers of police prevented the many hundreds of participants from reaching the London Stock Exchange, but it was generally peaceful. This protest is far smaller than those held in Rome, Madrid, and the US, but it is proving long-lasting. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
In Rome, workers have begun cleaning up the streets after violent protesters turned yesterday's demonstration into a riot. Cars were torched and bank windows were smashed. The violence is being blamed on a small group of protesters. Riot police had to fire tear gas and used water cannon to restore order. Thousands took to the streets in more than a dozen states yesterday. In Arizona, police are reported to have made arrests following demonstrations in Phoenix and Tucson. In New York City, the number of arrests stemming from this weekend's demonstration have topped 70. Israel has published the names of nearly 500 Palestinian prisoners who are to be released in exchange for the captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. He was seized by Palestinian militants in 2006. The BBC's Ian Skippers has more on what's next.
The Israeli President Shimon Peres now has the files of the first nearly 500 prisoners on his desk, but will not officially pardon them until the Israeli people have had a chance to lodge an appeal. Some of the prisoners about to be released are serving life sentences for their involvement in shootings or plotting suicide bombings. But Israel's highest court is unlikely to block the deal, which has broad public support. It is expected the first Palestinians will be released on Tuesday, after which Gilad Shalit will be set free. A second group of more than 500 Palestinian prisoners will then be released within 2 months.
The BBC's Ian Skippers reporting. The new Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the National Mall is finally getting dedicated today. The ceremony had originally been scheduled for the 48th anniversary of King's I Have a Dream speech in August, but it had to be postponed until today because of Hurricane Irene. Family members, including King's daughter Bernice, will be there. She says she hopes the monument keeps her father's message alive.
It's good to have a holiday. It's good to have a monument, but his ideals need to really be embedded in the fabric of our culture.
The memorial is the first on the Mall honoring a black leader. You're listening to NPR News. There's been more violence in Yemen. Witnesses say Yemeni security forces opened fire on anti-government protesters in the capital today. The director of a field hospital in Sana'a tells the AP that at least 4 people are dead and dozens more wounded. Security forces are also said to have tried to disrupt a large protest in the southern city of Taiz. A pair of prison riots in northern Mexico have left at least 27 inmates dead and 24 injured. NPR's Jason Bobian reports both confrontations started as fights between rival gangs.
The first brawl broke out in a prison in Matamoros, just across the Rio Grande from Brownsville, Texas. At least 20 inmates were killed before Mexican soldiers and federal police were able to regain control of the institution. About 200 miles west in the neighboring state of Nuevo León, another prison riot, also on Saturday, claimed 7 inmates' lives. Officials say as many as 60 inmates were involved in the melee. Prisoners at the facility had recently been protesting the arrival of more inmates and complaining that the facility was already overcrowded. Mexican prisoners are often segregated according to gang affiliation, and confrontations between rival groups can quickly become deadly. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Bad weather in Antarctica is apparently still frustrating efforts to evacuate an ill American woman from a research station at the South Pole. Doctors suspect Renee Nicole Desir suffered a stroke in late August or has a brain tumor. She had hoped to be evacuated yesterday, but in an email to the Associated Press, Desir says the weather grounded a flight that was supposed to head to the South Pole. Desir is from a small coastal town in New Hampshire. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.